carbon tax could be a boon to our economy. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Gilbert Metcalf, professor of citizenship and public service at Tufts University, examines how to go about executing this tough task.
Most economists favor taxing carbon dioxide to cut greenhouse gas emissions. A carbon tax makes fossil fuels like oil and coal more expensive. That in turn leads consumers and businesses to use less, and it boosts demand for clean energy sources like wind and solar-powered electricity. But events in France suggest this could be a hard sell. French President Emmanuel Macron backed down on new carbon taxes in response to violent street riots that shocked the country. President Trump promptly tweeted that the riots confirmed his decision to pull out of the Paris Agreement. The Wall Street Journal went further by characterizing the Yellow Vest riots as part of a global carbon tax revolt. Nothing could be further from the truth. Fairness is central to the French protests. Macron's government had previously cut taxes on the wealthy while increasing taxes on blue-collar workers. People were angry. The hike in fuel taxes poured fuel on those flames. "We're not anti-environmental," a movement organizer said. "This is a movement against abusive taxation, period." A carbon tax can cut our carbon pollution, make the tax code fair, and create jobs. Today, there are twice as many jobs in solar technology than in coal mining. The tax can also help the economy. Despite a $135 per ton tax on carbon dioxide, Sweden's economic growth rate rivals ours. Meanwhile, its emissions have fallen by one quarter, while ours have barely budged. A carbon tax will not be an easy political lift, but there are ways to overcome the political headwinds. A carbon tax that is revenue neutral, contributes to fairness, streamlines climate policy, and cuts emissions significantly could help. Economists know how to do this and stand ready to help when asked.
That was Gilbert Metcalf of Tufts University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.